Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFCU's annual conference named Engage. So we see people engaged all over this place. So yeah, a lot of conversations going on, which is what we need for sure. And having said that, we are here with Dee Dee Myers from DDJ Myers. How are you, Dee Dee?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well,
happy
relatively.
To be here. Happy to be here. I like Engage with followed up by pragmatic action.
Yes.
The right action, yeah.
Put a little addendum on the title there.
Yeah.
Yes. Engagement is nothing without action. So, yeah. Or
absolutely.
Ideas are nothing without action.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Something like that. But how is your conference going? We won't talk about
this?
The injury.
We could talk about this. I goofed big time.
Do you want to give us a 30-second story on
yeah,
your
so
goof?
In my spare time, I do what's called overlanding. So I have a Defender Range Rover, and I... Defender Land Rover, sorry.
Yep.
Just take it out with a group of people, and we go out and explore and camp where we find a wonderful parking spot to
awesome.
Camp. And I didn't pay attention. I didn't put my ladder up right, and I had a nice fall, and I double fractured my elbow.
Oh, my God.
So, but all is good. But I keep reminding myself, like, you know, what am I going to fall off at work? What's my ladder at
yeah.
work? Am I paying attention? Am I in the right conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some metaphors there for me, Mike.
Oh, a lot of them.
Definitely.
A lot of them, indeed. And there's a lot of reality there, too, Dee Dee. So, well, I hope you get better soon.
Absolutely.
And, congrats on doing the overlanding. I'm very vicariously jealous because that's something I would love to do one of these days.
Come join us, please.
I will. All right. Sounds good. Well, let's talk about the conference at hand. How's it going for you so far?
Love it. It's been highly engaged. I brought a great team. We've added to our team, and especially in the recruitment side and talent management, talent development. So very excited that some of our team members get to be here the first time.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. This is a good one to come to, for
absolutely.
Sure. I'm a big fan of this one, for sure. So the topic at hand here is that, and you're, this is a session that you're going to be talking about as well.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
You haven't talked about it already, success planning for boards, making sure your credit union's brand and culture survive. So give us a quick overview here
regarding
what's going on with boards these days.
Yeah, what we're seeing is that about 30 to 40% of board members are going to turn in the next 2 to 3, maybe 4 years. So it's a big vacancy that we have coming up. And then there's still some board members who I believe are not tooled up right for what's going on in the complexities of the market. So we have an opportunity here, get the remaining board members tooled up,
mm-hmm.
be really specific and strategic about the competencies we need going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need some new competencies. We need AI, we need innovation, fintech, technology, and we, you know, deep financial acumen from where the markets are right now. And you know, that's a different Mike than having a board with a number of just engineers or accountants without the diversity on the board. So kind of what we're paying attention to.
Wow, there's a lot to think about
just
in that response. Because you talked about diversity, you talked about tooling them up. I mean, and then all the fintech, the AI, and all that type of stuff that we have to get somewhat well-versed in order to make some sort of an accurate decision on where to move the credit union, right?
Hey, you just talked about decisions.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that in my talk is, you know, what are the decisions the board has to make? Are we really clear? What's the decision-making framework of the board? What are the lanes of governance with the board and the CEO? A lot of boards still don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we create that, and part of the governance work is we understand what the decisions are, that helps drive what we need for competencies.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much to think about. I mean, not only is the industry changing and evolving, your boards have to evolve
boards
with it, right?
Right. So if the boards are as high as performing as they can or need to be, then that really does impact the culture of the board, the brand of the board, and it helps the CEO better lead the organization.
Oh, yeah, completely, completely. So I want to go back to step one, is how do you get such type of folks that we're talking about here on the board, because I think just getting folks on the board has been a big challenge for credit unions in the past, but to get, this takes it to a whole other level.
It does, but even before your step one is the step that the board needs to take to agree to do the work, or outsource it.
Okay.
So the biggest stumbling block for boards right now is they go, oh my gosh, it sounds like so much work, let's not do it.
Yeah.
And they get paralyzed because they think they have to know every step in the process, and I'm saying, you don't have to know every step that a search consultant does,
right.
But outsource it, but make the step to start the conversation.
Yeah.
So we get through all that, we decide what's needed in the board room in the future. I love the future focused board analysis. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you can kind of look at where the organization's going, the trajectory they're on, mm-hmm. and then you design the competency set for the future, mm-hmm. and then you go and find them, which is what you asked about.
Essentially.
It is. Yeah. So here's what we do. I'll tell you what we do, and I know boards can do this on their own, but I don't recommend it. It shouldn't be the best use of the board's time. So, you know, do a really good job working with the board on facilitating that conversation and challenging them to be more forward in their thinking there. We look at the desired emotional intelligence in the boardroom, because there's a lot of dynamic and deliberate dialogue in the boardroom, I'll say, so we want to be able to remain centered and focused there. And what are the soft skills needed? What kind of subject matter expertise is needed, which we already talked about? Yeah. So we do all this, like 360 of the role, and then we go to town. We write a compelling position posting. We typically get 75 to 150 potential candidates.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Then we go through the calling out, curating, you know, the applicants, the candidates, and get it down to maybe a couple handfuls, a lot of interviewing, assessing, written exercise. Sometimes we'll ask them to look at a financial statement or read a policy and that has errors in it and see what they come back with to see how ready they are.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then we help the board figure out how to interview them.
Okay. Which is a whole other show altogether.
True, yeah.
Well, I want to take it a few steps forward now, and in working with the board and maintaining this level of, I don't want to say expertise, but you've got to have some sort of knowledge in these areas.
Absolutely.
So, what can you share with me? Maybe a use case or something like that, or an example of what you guys would talk about in a boardroom? I mean, without getting into the details or anything like that, but
after they find the person,
and then to keep the credit union kind of on the cusp.
Absolutely. So first is rigorous onboarding. How do you onboard new board members so they're ready to contribute within a month or two or three, not 1 or 2 years like we're seeing? That's awesome. Number two is board assessments. So how am I performing? How do the others see me performing? Is there integrity between those two assessments? And then a development plan. I love the annual development plans. You know, so there's a short form, one page. This is what I need to learn. This is a conference I want to go to.
Right.
Or the longer one, and Mike, this is the big thing, is what's the legacy I'm leaving right now? Ooh. What's the legacy I want to leave?
Oh, I like
so
that.
So that's more complex.
Okay.
But yeah, go for it. And I really love it when they have a board development committee focused on board development, board member development, and finding the best candidates.
Okay, I like the legacy thing that you just talked about, because that really gives that board member skin in the game, if you will.
It does.
And so that gives their position new meaning, I would think, right?
Yeah, and I think it's, so if I ask a board member to write down in one sentence, what's the legacy? If you were to leave today, what's the legacy?
Yeah.
In one sentence. And then ask other board members to write it for that board member. Are we all saying the same thing?
Yeah. Oh, good point.
And then just
how aligned are you?
Yeah. And is that legacy meaningful enough for what is needed in the board?
Mm-hmm.
I think we always need to be continuous learning.
Oh,
always.
That never stops. Yeah.
It never stops.
Never stops.
Absolutely.
So getting back to your session, without stealing all your thunder, give me a couple of takeaways that you want the folks in your audience to take back to their credit. Hey, this is what Dee Dee Myers taught us.
What I ask them to do, I say start the conversation. Acknowledge that it's work, and there's deep work that you have to put, you know, it's a grind, you got to get it done, and it's very thoughtful and provocative, and then there's low-hanging fruit. So, for example, in onboarding, you have all that in your organization. It just needs to be structured in a way that makes sense.
Okay.
But commit to do the work, and it'll probably take 12 to 18 months. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got to be in it for the long haul.
Got to be in it for the long haul. Well, the credit union's not going anywhere, hopefully.
That's right. Hopefully, yes. Yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh. Anything else to add on this one?
No, love to be here. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Always an education, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to do another, maybe more in-depth conversation on board culture and how all that works.
Oh, so we didn't talk about that, but we can talk about that.
You want to mention something real quick?
Well, culture. So in my session, I asked them to go write down two words that describes your board culture.
Okay.
So just two words, not a dissertation, right? So examples are we have anxiety and trepidation, or progressive and futuristic thinking, or mediocre and complacent, which I get a lot.
Yeah.
So what are the two words? And that gives us a starting point.
Gets you to a starting point of where to talk and where to improve, all that good
stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like another conversation for us down the road for sure. All right. Well, Dee Dee, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always an education. So thank you for all that you do for this industry. And
My pleasure.
Keep up the good work. And look forward to the next conversation, as always.
We'll be here.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.